So we're talking about a very similar wave. So the two types of waves you talked about are the ones that cause a lot of devastation, but smaller tsunamis happen in the ocean as well. And we're talking about a bit smaller phenomenon in the Great Lakes. So we're talking about meteorological tsunamis, or we say for short, meteo tsunamis. And these are rapid changes in the lake level over a short period of time that are caused by storms moving very fast over the lakes. So to get a picture, we're talking about a rise and fall in the lake of about a foot or more that happens over the course of a few minutes up to an hour. So these are unusually fast changes in the water level, and they can catch people off guard. They move a lot of water very quickly and create strong currents that pull out into the lake.
What makes a meteo tsunami different from a regular wave?
So the time period that a meteo tsunami occurs at, over the course of a few minutes. So if you look out at the water and you kind of see it's choppy, those waves are about a few seconds. So a meteo tsunami is really more kind of a longer period rise and fall of the water.
And how do they form?
So meteo tsunamis form in the Great Lakes when storms move very quickly over the lakes. And so the wind and pressure changes associated with thunderstorms are primarily what we found as the cause of meteo tsunamis in the Great Lakes. So that is a little different from what you think of in the ocean, where typically we think of earthquakes causing tsunamis. And these storms have less energy than an earthquake, so the meteo tsunamis aren't quite as big as the ones you mentioned, like in Japan or Sumatra, but they can still get fairly sizable, up to 10 feet in the Great Lakes.
One of the main findings from research you've done recently was that meteo tsunamis that are at least a foot high are happening more than 100 times a year in the Great Lakes. What kind of damage can these do?
So we've seen reports from meteo tsunamis that are about a foot tall that have actually swept people out into the lake. That happened in Lake Erie in 2014. And we've seen historical reports where boats get overturned or docks get damaged from meteo tsunamis of a variety of sizes. One of the interesting effects that we want to look at further is when we have a lot of these somewhat smaller meteo tsunamis, say 1 foot, what is the cumulative effect of so many of those occurring over years? It probably stresses infrastructure, moves a lot of sediment around. So that's kind of a next area that we want to take a look at.
When I was preparing for for this interview, one of the things I read about was another phenomenon in the Great Lakes called a seiche, where there's a big change in the water level in a short period of time. Is this the same thing as a meteo tsunami?
So, meteo tsunami and seiche, when they're described, sound like very similar things, and we use the term meteo tsunami to put a little bit finer point on what's happening. So, with a seiche, we think of the entire lake sloshing back and forth like a bathtub, and that's typically caused by sustained winds over a long period of time, moving water to one side of the lake, and then when those winds end, the water sloshes back and forth. With a meteo tsunami, we essentially have a front of water moving through the lake. So if you look at a radar image of a storm moving over the lake, the storm is usually smaller than the Great Lake. So you can picture a meteo tsunami as moving underneath that storm, more of as a front. So they occur at a bit shorter time period. For example, Lake Michigan, the time period that a seiche moves water up and down is about 2 hours. And we've seen meteo tsunamis happen much shorter time period than that, a couple of minutes.
You mentioned an instance where somebody was where people have been swept away by a meteo tsunami. Are there any other incidents in the past that come to mind?
So probably the most famous meteo tsunami on the Great Lakes occurred at Chicago on June 26th of 1954. A very strong storm moved very quickly over Lake Michigan. It was moving at about 60 miles an hour. And this created what some reported to be a 10-foot wave that hit Montrose Harbor in Chicago and swept many fishermen off of a pier, and 7 people ended up drowning. More recently, there's been a few meteo tsunamis reported in the media in Traverse City in 2015, and in Petoskey in 2014. And these were of the smaller variety. They were 1 foot, 2 feet. They ran up onto the beach about 50 feet, submerged some docks, and moved some beach chairs around. Not destructive, but definitely occurred up in that neck of the woods.
Do you think that communities should be, you know, working to mitigate, you know, some of the potential risks of these tsunamis?
So one of the things that we wanted to stress with our study was that this sort of wave really isn't considered when people plan along the coast. And so that's why we looked at how often do they occur, and we found they occur quite often. So putting that into the planning and understanding when you're at the beach that this sort of event can happen and what to do when you see the water level start to come up really quickly. When it goes back down, there's going to be strong currents going out to the shore. So kind of getting that public awareness out there, and then trying to figure out what the effects on infrastructure are so we can start to plan. So that's the direction we want to start moving.
Adam Beckley is an engineer and a fellow at the University of Wisconsin. Adam, nice to have you on.
Thanks for having me.